This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hey guys, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. So glad to be coming to you on Facebook Live streaming. And of course, we're going to be on all the regular audio streams that we've always been on, but we're trying it this new way. So today we are talking about a question that I get a lot. I get this question a lot. What is my calling, or what is my soul destiny? And our topic today is, how can I fulfill my soul destiny? Or maybe I even want to say it's like, how can I find my soul destiny? And we're going to talk about how we can't miss our destiny. It's the reason we're here in this life. So we're going to talk about this idea of calling, or life's work, or soul work, or destiny, or karma. All these ways we think about moving from our birth to our final transition, and all the stuff that happens in between there. Of course, today is Free Readings Tuesday, and you can call in. What we usually do is we have a little teaching at the beginning, and we have maybe a meditation at the beginning. But when we're ready, you can call in now, and you might have to be on hold for a little bit, but you can call in now to 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And I'm just delighted to hear from you and hear what you're thinking about, and talk about this field of what I call spiritual intuition, or we talk about consciousness, or we talk about spiritual awakening, intuitive opening. This entire field is what this show is all about. So love for you to call in. Again, it's 844-390-8255. In terms of what we've got going on right now, we are in the middle of the manifesting project as our $15 course of the month. That is still going on. You can still get in there. We are also, it's still a great time if you haven't explored the Moon Astrology Project, which takes you through an entire year of full moon and a new moon and full moon. So every new moon and every full moon, you get a new lesson and a new exercise to work with that particular moon energy as it's related to that particular zodiac sign. So those are both on the website under courses. And we are gearing up for, pretty soon I'll start to talk about our next monthly course, which will be the Chakra Project. And that's a really cool energy healing project that uses mantra and mudra. So that's what we've got going on. We just sold out for Intuition University Spring 2021, but I have already put up summer registration, because I know this time everyone that was like, should I do spring, or should I not do spring, then now spring is sold out, but summer is up there already. So go ahead, and if you want to plan ahead for the June session, that's a good time to get in there. We just sell out really fast. I'm sorry about that. It's great, but it's also hard because people don't pay attention necessarily, and then it's sold out already. So anyway, check that out under the training page. Let's talk a little bit. I think we've got one comment, maybe a comment, I think, from a caller, Steffi. Let's put her on the air before we get going. Go ahead. And I think, Steffi, you had a comment. I'm seeing that in the chat. Okay, I'm not hearing Steffi at this moment, so.
Hang on a second.
I'm here now. Can you hear me now?
There you are. Hi, Steffi. Thanks for tuning in to the new version of the show, which is live from my home.
Yeah. Oh, Sarah, that's awesome. And I just wanted to share with people how helpful you were to me during COVID and just reminding us of our gifts inside, you know, as you talk about intuitive gifts, just it being incredibly self-compassionate to ourselves as we do this journey. And I did a reading with Sarah when I was in a tough time, you know, feeling the collective soul sadness. And I just wanted to say how helpful it was to me. And I've taken courses and done readings. And I just want to say you are so gentle and compassionate about reminding us of our gifts inside. So that's all.
Just calling Steffi, thank you. I'm so glad to have known you over these years and get a chance to work with your kind heart. So thank you for that. That's very nice of you. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Have a great show.
Thank you. That's really nice. So anyway, you can call in if you have a question. You don't have to give me a compliment, although those are always lovely. But 844-390-8255. So let's just talk about this idea of soul destiny. We find ourselves under a lot of pressure sometimes in spiritual world where everyone's talking about their calling or everyone's talking about their life's work or everyone's talking about what they're here to contribute. And those are all really interesting questions. The thing that gets tricky is that some of us have had our callings supplied to us since we were little. I can remember being 6 or 7 and being in my bedroom. Yeah, I had a bedroom downstairs and my dad had all this equipment, like this will date me, but like he had dictaphones and old tape recorders and old typewriters and he had all this stuff. And I even had a giant metal desk, which some of you remember, like a green metal army desk. And so I had my whole setup. I had my desk and I had my recording equipment, and I would just sit there in my room and I would type away and I would talk into this equipment. And I had the idea that I would be on a show that was called something like Interesting Interviews with Interesting People. That was the name of my show. And it wasn't really that I had the idea of being on radio. It was more I had this idea of communicating. I was here to communicate what I knew about. And I was doing this from a very young age. Also, slightly around that same time, I would have little seances in my bedroom. I would put the candle out. I would put stacks of Bibles and holy books around, and I would just do that stuff. And so clearly those are not the normal things 7 or 8 year olds going to be doing. And clearly that was like a karmic imprint that I had for this lifetime. However, that's just this lifetime, right? And so I don't want people to think that every lifetime you get this giant task, like I have a big task to do this body of work in this lifetime. But that doesn't mean last lifetime I had that or next lifetime I had that, maybe. But I've also had lifetimes in which I was like a French trapper in Canada. So obviously that's not communicating, right? That's more like being in nature and exploring. So I want you to have this sense that the universe continually positions us in our lifetimes with these very specific tasks that we're here for. And so maybe you have a very specific task in this lifetime. And maybe this lifetime is more about experiencing lots of different things and making progress on lots of different soul lessons. I say this because sometimes I really, I feel kind of left out, because some of you have these lives where you get to explore, you get to travel, and you get to explore, and you get to try this, and you get to try that. And then you'll come and say, well, what's my destiny? It's like, man, you've been living your destiny. You've been having all these soul experiences. That's your destiny. My destiny is one specific thing in this lifetime. So probably we're going to trade off. Probably next lifetime, you're going to have one thing, or, you know, something along those lines. So I think it's important to respect that the universe knows what it's doing, and that you've dropped in for your particular karmic lessons, your soul lessons, and every single event that comes into your life or every single experience is going to bring you to greater understanding or greater soul expansion. We talk about, you know, there's different, there, David Hawkins has the map of consciousness, which I sometimes use, and it talks about the levels of consciousness from the lowest to the highest. So as our soul journey, we are working on going from the lowest to the highest. And I have my own version that I received in channeling for that, which is, you know, our consciousness is the four passages of the heart, from pain to compassion to connection to love. And so everything we're here for, our destiny, is to have that expansion. That's our destiny, to have that expansion, to go from being asleep and locked into egoic way and group thought and misbelief and all that, suffering, and awake, to come into this place of understanding our expanded nature and understanding, you know, who we really are and our place in the universe. I see we've got some callers. We're going to get to those in just a minute. I want you to first, part of what we're doing here, just go into your own, close your eyes and go into your relaxed state. And I just want you to just kind of gravitate to you at 7 or 8. Some of you, it's a little later, but I'm just choosing the sage on purpose. And kind of like feeling if you had any sense of doing things differently. And just what that was. Just sensing if you saw yourself doing something unique, and then just sort of noticing if this relates at all to your calling or destiny in this lifetime. Just go into that space and kind of hold that. We're going to return to this a little bit later in the show, hopefully, before we wrap up. Just kind of set that self, 7 or 8 year old self, into your awareness. You might see what you're wearing, the place you were living. And I'm just seeing myself kind of sitting on the floor in my room and just kind of noticing that. And then I want you to jump forward in your memory to maybe 10 years later, so you're 17 or 18. And I want you to understand that when you were 7, you had no idea what these 10 years would bring. All the things you experienced, all the ways of working on your soul self. And then I just want you to do one more jump to 27, 28, which is, of course, for Saturn return for most people around that age. Well, it is for everybody. It just depends on what time it hits your chart. And look at those 10 years, how you couldn't have imagined all the places the universe would have led you. And now just jumping to this age right now, however old you are, and just seeing this entire giant stream of stuff. You can't remember it all. You have to just like go fast forward through it to even get an inkling of everything you did. We're just kind of linking our 7 or 8 year old self to now, to this self, and trusting that what you've experienced is all destiny, all being led by the universe. And then we're just gonna kind of hold that in trust and gratefulness, awe, how much we've experienced. And then we're gonna come back to this reality in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, back in the room. And that will hopefully help you understand that even if you feel you don't know where you're going, the universe has everything well in hand. Okay, let's go to our first caller. And again, you can call in. We've got tons of space open now. We're going to get rolling. We've got 844-390-8255. And let's go to Amy from Massachusetts. Amy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for calling in. Are
Thank
you,
you
watching
for having me?
Are you watching or are you listening?
I'm watching.
Ah, nice. Well, hey. So anyway,
Hello.
Nice to see you. Yeah. What can I help you out with today?
So Sarah, you and I have been chatting a little bit on email. I told you I thought you had a message for me. I don't know if you remember.
I don't. Yeah, tell me more because one, I get a lot of emails, and two, it all just becomes a blur.
You need more information than that? Come on.
It becomes
a blur.
I don't
know if you remember our email exchange. So I had emailed you because I'm taking one of your courses on Daily Om, and I had a question.
Go ahead. Tell us more.
Oh, sorry. I can see your lips moving, but it's not matching the voice. So, okay. I think I might be listening on the radio and watching on Facebook. I have a lot of avenues covered, plus the phone.
Yeah.
So my life is going through an extraordinary change, and it feels destructive, and I don't really understand.
Tell me when this noticing of all the change began for you. When did you realize, like, what? How
is
this all happening?
Yeah, it's been coming for a long time. I think I realized something was wrong pretty much since maybe the day I walked down the aisle. I managed to kind of only focus on the parts I wanted to see for many years. And now it feels really destructive and kind of maybe a lot of regrets about kind of not being true to myself. But now it's really crashing down. So what is this about? Why am I transitioning like this, you know?
Well, it's about your growth. So that's actually, reframing it that way helps you feel that it's not a disaster. It's about you making progress in being able to see things almost like the veil is lifted away for you. My sense, how old are you?
53.
Okay. My sense is that in the generation that is kind of like this late 40, early, mid 40s to beyond, we were still all raised with this idea that marriage was going to solve stuff or that it was a goal to be attained. I'm feeling like the younger generations now, they weren't raised with that same belief system. Things had already kind of cracked open from that point. So it feels like you were right in that group of women who were told desirable thing. And so you kind of hurtled along into the process. I remember I've been married twice, and part of the reasoning of me getting married the first time the lots of reasons, but part of it was because every single person I know got married that summer. And I was like, oh no, I will be, you know, like all the fairy tales, we would become the spinster or the eldest sister, you know, just all this pressure. And we didn't have this option in our upbringing of, in our age, this age group that you're in, of doing something different. So I'm feeling like these red flags, you just kind of push through it all because the pressure to do the bigger thing is to do the correct thing with your life was overwhelming. So that's one part of it. The other part is the soul lessons, or the soul lessons I learned from my first marriage were huge. I couldn't have gotten them without that experience. And that's where you are now, what you're learning about standing up for yourself, being in your truth, having boundaries, what you're willing to put up with. Those are things that you're all, perfect timing, early 50s, you're all facing. Like, it's kind of like the buck stops here, but now it's all about relationship and so forth. There is a third option. You know, a lot of people say you just got to be more loving. It's not the other person. You have to change yourself. And I disagree. When we know our truth, we have to be true to ourselves as our first journey of working on our inner growth. So what are you noticing, or what's your response to all that when you look at it?
When I really figured out that I kind of ignored a lot of red flags for a long time, and it really bothered me. So I jumped into all this. So now I can really grasp this idea that this is about growth, and I can see where it's led me, and I can see what good is coming from this. But the thing is, I waited a long time to get married. So I have kids that are fairly young, and it feels bad for them.
It's hard to know, you know. I don't know if you were on the call when we did this exploration from age 7 to age however you are now, and looking at all the things that have happened. It's really hard to know what your kids are different souls than you. They're here for different experiences, and it's their soul journey. So I don't know that you can weigh it like divorce is bad and marriage is good. There's so many gray parts to that that need to be considered. Definitely there is a lot of regret, grief, sense of loss. And I would say that this is part also of the bigger collective experience of all of us having gone through the last couple of years. COVID also is about grief and loss and mortality and the big questions. What are we doing with our lives? The whole political upheaval that we've all been through has brought these, you know, all of the things we've been called to face. And then here we are in Age of Aquarius now for the next couple hundred years. And it's like all of that change is bringing us to, you know, this new understanding, and what once was is now just falling away. And this has been not just around, you know, like your situation, but the entire collective has been moving through this the last couple of years. And it's really hard. This is why there's so much, you know, people are really struggling with all kinds of letting go of things. And as you're working through your grief of understanding it wasn't what you thought it would be, what kind of practices do you have to help support that? Like, what do you do for that?
Oh, I've been lots of therapy, lots of spiritual things. I meditate twice a day, brief meditations, just mantra-based kind of transcendental, I guess, has been probably the most helpful for me. I do guided meditations. You know, I don't want to overdo it, to be honest with you. So I do some of your guided things. this, you know, a lot of reading. I've actually really jumped into this because it felt like it was pulling me.
Yeah.
You know, I just felt this really big need to start reading into this. I lost my mom. Just a lot of things happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about things that are just silly and fun and light? What I know that we're all in lockdown. Those are not easy. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not much silly or light. I feel very stuck. I have a son that's got extreme COVID anxiety, so we don't really do much. And, you know, going through some relationship changes, and I feel really stuck. Like, this is moving really slow. I need to speed it up, and I'm so torn between choosing myself above my kids, actually.
Yeah,
I feel like time has just stopped.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's a question of choosing yourself or choosing your kids. It's a different question than that. And you guys are packed with snow right now, too. You're just like in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. If you can, I think it would be great to just relax and sort of allow the idea that's like, sometimes when we work on something really hard, we make progress, but sometimes we like, I think I'm doing a spiritual Rubik cube here, but sometimes we work it. Yeah. And then we just have to just like, you know what, I'm not going to decide today. And then you just kind of wait for further instruction, or you wait to have more information come. And I feel like maybe now would be a good time to sort of take a breather, set this huge thing on the shelf for a little bit, and just let it be for a couple weeks. And I think that might take this, sometimes we get into thought loops and we can only thought loop in one way. And I think if you give it some breathing space, things are going to become more clear. And I feel that by spring, and by spring, I don't mean the month, I mean when things become green and the snow goes, and that will be not too long from now, things will be in a different place for you. So I think you have actually already hit the bottom and you're starting to come up again. So kind of realizing this state that you're in doesn't last forever would be useful. Well, we're with you. There's so much, it's so hard for everyone, but I think you're really approaching it correctly, and just giving yourself a break will allow the universe to kind of move some other things into position. That overworking doesn't necessarily help it. You can just relax for a couple weeks and then notice what's happened from there. Anyway, Amy, thank you for calling. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm actually going to take a super quick break. I do invite callers, 844-390-8255. It's 844-390-8255. Look forward to speaking with you. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment.
For some deep fascination, I've been hoping for some full integration. I've been waiting on you. I've been thinking of days that get better. I've been hoping for money that stays green.
humility of me waiting on you. Baby, please, I can't make it much longer. The days are short, the nights, they are stronger.
Welcome back, guys, to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Thank you for listening. We're doing free readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. I want to just read a little tiny little piece that I did for the February Divine Astrology, which you can get for free on my website. It really relates to what Amy was saying. In this time, the old structures are toppling. There are so many toppling now, it may feel like a line of dominoes, one falling after the next, after the next. Remember, only what is real, only what is not real can disappear. It's actually also phrased, Course in Miracles has that same ideas too. This came from my own channeling. The sudden clearing may feel shocking. It may even feel frightening, but there is no need for concern. What is not real will always fade. As we have told you before, the old structures are not just buildings, although some political and corporate buildings will come down either physically or by closing. The structures are also not systems such as currency, banking, politics, health, travel, education, to name a few, although these are most definitely shifting. They are letting go to reform on a higher plane. What we want you to understand is that the most important structures that are shifting are the thought systems in your own mind. Your beliefs are tumbling, and this may feel disconcerting or difficult. What you thought you knew, you realize has changed. This is what it feels like to shift into this new age, into the age of Aquarius. And this is a lot of what Amy's dealing with, this whole gigantic belief structure around marriage and family and all of these things that we were raised to believe were the only way to go. And now this belief system is toppling. Something new is coming in for humanity. And they say, we suggest you let go and allow what needs to fall to fall. Remember again, what is real cannot fade away. The faster things tumble, the faster they will rebuild in a new, better way. Last night we had a crystal explosion. We had, my husband has quite a crystal collection, and it's on some sort of glass shelves. And suddenly from the room, there was this tremendous explosion. And we went in and the glass, I guess it was too heavy or something happened, but the whole thing shattered. All these crystals, all this glass, everything just exploded all over. And it was very distressing. It was so much chaos, so much literal tumbling down. And today, so, you know, we spent quite a bit of time cleaning that and vacuuming and get rid of the glass and hoping the crystals were not damaged. And some of them were damaged. But this idea of now being faced with this idea of, okay, what is the new way that these will be displayed? Or what is the new structure that takes the place of what literally just fell down? I'm surprised anyway that it happened in the physical here in this house. Anyway, okay, let us go to the phones. We have Carrie calling from Colorado. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sarah.
Hi, thank you. Go ahead.
So we got a cat 2 months ago and found out yesterday that she has a virus that is terminal and she needs to be put down.
Mm.
It's hitting me hard, expected, and I'm just wondering, like, what the lesson is for me to experience having her for such a short time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's really, really difficult. So usually when animals come in, they come in to walk us through a lesson, or if they're with us for a long time, they're here to walk us through a pretty big passage of our life. Tell me more about the decision to meet this, to meet her, and what you were thinking about when you invited her in, and what was going on in your life at that time.
That's interesting. I saw a post on Facebook that she was available at a nearby shelter, and I was just instantly drawn to her. I've always been allergic to cats, but I just saw her and I said, she's our cat. My son turns 18 today, and he lives in California with his dad. And I do feel there's a part of me that thought, in getting a cat, maybe he would be more drawn to come back and live at home.
Yeah.
I don't think it's lost on me that it's that he's turning 18 today, and you know, she needs to be put down, but we decided to wait until tomorrow when it's not his birthday.
Yeah. I think you are, I think there's two parts. I think, and is he your only child?
What was that?
Is he your only child, or is he your, is he your only child?
No, he's my older child, and your oldest. A daughter, okay. Younger, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's in, so this is interesting, what I just read about old structures toppling, and part of the task of being a parent is we have to let our kids go. However, divorce and custody and all that stuff really messes with what we think is the natural schedule of that. Like, you would have probably thought your son would stay with you. Like when you started, before you had him, you thought he's going to stay with me. And then when he's 18 or whatever, he'll go to college or he'll move out or whatever he'll do. And so that whole thing didn't happen that way. So there's a lot of loss and grief and confusion. I think the cat came in to show you two things. One, to show you love is just love. Love doesn't have a condition on where you're living or who you're living with. It's just love. And then the other piece is, I think the cat is showing you that you can't hold on to things. They just are what they are. Does that make sense to you? I think it is related. I think it is related that that some things are going to be just what they are, even if there's grief. I think the cat is actually helping you process your grief on your son's not living with you. And that's why it's hitting home so much.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because it's been a lot of accumulated grief always with divorce or people passing, you know, there's big life changes. There's always this kind of, we get through it and then there's this another event that maybe even seems unrelated, and that's the one that just takes us down. Yeah.
Yeah, because the custody fight for 16 of those 18 years. So,
oh, yeah.
It's been a rocky situation.
Yeah. So, when you were with the kitten, did you feel more connected to your daughter, or did you just feel comforted, or what were the feelings of healing that came up during that relationship that the kitten was there?
You know, I got the cat for my daughter, but I spent a lot more time with the cat, and the cat kind of lived in my son's bedroom. So I would spend time with her in his room, and I more connected.
Yeah. I think I would suggest So the cat came in as a soul companion to you to help you move through a lesson. This is like animals. We think we're helping animals, right? And animals are like, no, I'm helping you. I'm helping you. And so I think respecting that and showing gratitude. And the other thing is that I'm not the best animal communicator. I mean, that's not what I do with most of my work, but in speaking with a lot of the animal communicators that I know, the idea is really that animals don't have the same feeling around passing. They aren't afraid of passing. They don't feel it as a difficult thing. They're in a different consciousness band. And so it's a much easier process for them. So that might help. So you don't have to feel that the cat is sad about what is going to be happening. And then really just being grateful for the gift that the cat brought you, the lesson that the cat helped you process. And then there's also, we had a small dog, Elton. I've talked about this before, but he had a really bad, unfixable back issue. He was a Bichon small dog. And one night, things got so bad. Things had been very bad for a while, but they got unbearable pain. And I had to take him that night to the emergency vet. And at the time of his passing, the thing that happened, I can't even forget it. It's like his soul came out and shone on me at that moment. And it was the most beautiful spiritual thing it was one of the top five things I've experienced in my entire life. His soul leapt out and was there in the room. And it may be that this experience may be intensely spiritual for you when you decide to go forward in a way that really opens you up. It may be quite a bit more than grief. It may be something else may happen at that moment during the transition time. So you might just be aware of that too. It's very holy and sacred at the moment of passing.
Okay. And I haven't experienced much death, but I'm a medium, so I can connect with those who have passed. So I'm not afraid of death, but
yeah,
I haven't experienced it personally with people that I know.
Right. Yeah. This might open, you know, maybe this might open so many things that have nothing to do with your son, or this may open that whole, you know, those realms for you in an even bigger way. It's really interesting. I mean, the amount of opening that people are having right now is kind of super surprising to me, like things that I never thought possible or that I rarely saw, you know, 10 years ago. It's like it's happening all over. And this may be some kind of expansion for you that's been brought about by this entire process, this entire thing. You know, there's no random, right? So all of this has been set in motion for your expansion. So.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best and, you know, being really gentle with yourself and allowing all the feelings to come and allowing yourself some downtime and multiple days of downtime. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Carrie. Thanks for calling in. Good luck to you. Thank you. Let's see. We may or may not have time for another caller. We'll see. 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. I want to just read to you a little bit on soul destiny. This one's entitled Failure is Growing, which is interesting because soul destiny, we're not really talking about failure, but maybe confusion is growing. You have arrived. I'm reading from my book, Messages from the Divine. You have arrived on this earth, soul in human container, with this many or that many years ahead of you for one reason, to learn to live, not in a small way, a puny life of shame and fear and pain, not in a middling way, a careful life without risk, without reward, not in a reckless way, burning all bridges the moment you cross them, but with eyes open, heart open, willing to connect, engage, learn, expand, grow, willing to make mistakes, mess up, stumble, lose, willing to fail, fail again, fail even further. All failure is growing. When we step forward, it is new. How could we know what to do? How could we know how it works until we've done it a time or two? And thus, all life is practice. All life is learning, one lesson after another, the progressive curriculum of pain, compassion, connection, love, one lesson after another, learning as we go. And with, again, that idea of pain, compassion, connection, and then love is the biggest expansion. Okay, we'll take our last caller, Melissa, calling from Chicago. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. We just have a couple of minutes, so go ahead and what is your question?
Do you happen to see me relocating at all, moving, anything of that nature?
I see most people in the U.S. relocating, actually. Something about the pandemic has brought up this, you know, at one time people wanted to all move west, you know, in the pioneer era, and now everyone wants to move west or move east or move south or move north. So this is, it's not just your longing. This is the longing in the collective to shift and change and try something different. You might have even seen, I don't know if you watch Saturday Night Live, but they had this very funny thing about Zillow being like the new fantasy shopping or something, everyone wanting a new place. So for you, actually, I think it's great to look, but I don't see anything. Sometimes it's better to let the first wave of things happen. Like everyone wants to move and everyone's going to try and move by spring and summer. But for you, I actually see understanding that you're feeling the urge that everyone's feeling, and then sitting back and being more strategic with what your goals are, and not letting yourself be run by the herd of what everyone is feeling. Does that make sense to you? To like mm-hmm. really look at your strategy and your finances and make decisions based outside of just that feeling. So it feels like it's later for mm-hmm. you. It could be the end of, it could be fall, but I feel like it's more like early next year. You kind of go with that feeling, and then you're like, wait a second, how does this relate to what my bigger goals are? And then you're just like, oh, it doesn't really relate. It's just, I'm just being attracted to the feeling that everyone wants to change right now. And that is like doing a geographical is one of the ways that people express that. So just sit with yourself and mm-hmm. Understand that, you know, just because you move, you take everything with you exactly the same as it was before. Mm-hmm. So just kind of sit with those ideas. And I think you'll have you will move, but it won't be quite as quick as you thought. So anyway, Melissa, I see the time. I need to wrap up the show, but thank you for calling in. And it's good to put that idea to people that this is what everybody wants now. Everyone wants to change. So it's not surprising. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank you. Alrighty. I think we are going to wrap up the show today, guys. We are on weekly. I'm kind of doing a soft open on Facebook Live. And then, of course, we're on iTunes, Spotify. I can't remember all the places to listen on audio. I appreciate you. If you go to sarahwiseman.com, there is so much stuff there. There's the Divine Astrology Report that's free. There's the new Intuitology video teaching series that's free. There's all of these podcasts. There's 1,000 of them, literally. There's a free ebook. There's $15 courses. There's training with me. So there's readings. There's the Visionary Psychics, who are our new amazing readers. So go check it out, sarahwiseman.com. A lot is there to support you on your journey in spiritual intuition. Thanks for listening, everybody.